A huge variety of species, some the size of aeroplanes, were the largest creatures ever to fly. They could travel halfway around the world in a single flight. And the pterosaurs' extraordinary abilities enabled them to dominate the skies of the prehistoric Earth for 150 million years.
Okay, this morning then we are joined on Five Live by a real national treasure. It's an honour to get you in at the weekend as well. Welcome to the show, Sir David Attenborough.
Thank you very much.
Here's the thing that struck me watching it, and I remember why I used to enjoy your show so much as a kid, is that you've got so much, and you still have this now, it's just in you, natural enthusiasm and wonder for your subject, which is what made it such great television. And yesterday, my kids, they were like, oh, wow, as they saw these dinosaurs come to life. Yeah. But also, you really took in, it was like me rediscovering my childhood awe at dinosaurs, how big they were, yeah. Especially when you're dealing with one of them as the size of a modern jet.
Well, of an aeroplane, it's 40 feet across.
Yeah.
I was worrying how we showed that it was 40 feet across. How would you see? So I thought, we've got to get something in the picture that would really give you some idea of the scale. So I suggested, actually, that I should do it from a hang glider. I reckon there were a two-man hang glider somewhere, and I could sort of hang alongside the CGI of the pterosaur. See? But the insurance, miserable lot, wouldn't agree.
It's very difficult to get insurance these days just driving a car. But a man, you know, maybe in your category as well in life, Sarah, it might be you must have been flagged up when you're trying to ring up a call centre. Someone, it's Attenborough's on the line.
Imagine
again.
It must have been a hang glider. Recognise the voice. Yes, sounds familiar. This guy that wants to go hang gliding.
But it works because, and my children were. It looks fantastic when it shows you up against these beautiful.
Yeah, well,
beasts.
I'm in a real glider rather than a hanging glider. Yes. I've got something under my feet, which is quite good. But it was great fun, I must say.
And the helicopter was really close to you.
I have to tell you, that's a scary bit which you don't see, actually, because anybody who's been in a helicopter, well, anybody will realise that that fan going round at the top really does terrible things to air. And if you're in a glider relying on sort of air currents, to have a helicopter suddenly come close enough for you to throw a ball at it, I mean, you know, it's...
Were you scared?
And the pilot, helicopter's a great bloke, don't worry, he said, absolutely okay, God. And I sort of thought, thank goodness we've got this. And then when he got down, he said, you know, that's the first time I've ever done that.
That's not what you want to hear, is it?
No, not. Well, not. It's all right afterwards.
So many great shoots you've been on around the world, seen so many things, you know, reported them back to us and people all over the world as well. What are the things that really stick in your mind? Because you must have done so much, you know, and as you go through life, you forget so many great things, it's hard to recapture it. But what always stays with you? What have been the real standout moments?
Oh, one of the most terrible moments is going to a place where you know that there are world famous fossils, you know. And you put your foot on it and you think, there's one there. And you're not allowed to pick it up. That is murder. I mean, I can't tell you.
You just want to put it in your pocket.
Yeah, shh. You're not supposed to, you see. Scientifically things. And as I'm with all the big scientific boys, you know, I've got to behave yourself.
What's your take on what's happening to the planet now, having spent so much time telling us about it over the last, you know, couple of decades?
Well, I think the planet is in trouble. There can't be any doubt about that. We're taking so much from the seas, we're poisoning the seas, we're catching so much fish, we're knocking down so many trees that the planet is in trouble. The human race has really got to reform.
And are you optimistic about that? Do you think we can? Do you think it's possible? Do you think it's in our nature?
I don't. No, that is a serious question.
Yeah.
I just hope. There is a chance, you see. Today, this century, is the first time when the human race could be regarded as one species. You know? We can all see one another. We all know one another. We know what's happening in China. We know what's happening in South America. And there's just a chance that there might become, for the first time, not sets of competing nations bashing one another and to hell with anybody else, but that we might actually see that the planet is in trouble and it's our fault and that we as a species could do something about it. And there are a lot of people working for that, and by golly, do we need them.
Brilliantly. Well said as well. Let's hope so.